I'm amazed it's 4 years ago as well, the trip to Sweden. But what he did here over here on the Isle of Man was incredible. To have Jack's full for you know the local, the national team, it was just incredible. You get that for Man United, Liverpool, and the Champions League final, the FA Cup final, whatever. But it was absolutely bouncing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that will happen again, but it will only happen if we can get that level of success again. It's going to get harder for us to achieve that. I'm a realist. We came to Sweden as the outsiders, yeah. 350-1. I think there was only Darfur had the same odds on us. We got the rub of the green in a lot of the matches. I mean, one game we were 2-0 down in our first match against Nagorno-Karabakh and won it 3-2. Unbelievable. How we achieved it, I do not know. Since then, we've been to 2 European Championships, have not managed it. And because of that, you don't get the hype.
Yeah.
You go and you come back, and nobody's really noticed it. I don't know. I just have a feeling with this one. I don't know why, but I just feel that there's been a lot stacked up against us leading up to it, with injuries, with certain players having to pull out, etc., etc., which to an extent was quite similar to Sweden, where we didn't know who was going, who wasn't going. You know, we didn't know what to expect. And I think there's a lot of similarities here. And I just feel that maybe we might achieve it. We might get through the group stages, first of all, get into the quarters, and anything can happen. I know we're going to be playing either Abkhazia or North Cyprus. No, they are technically 10 times better than us, but so were other teams that we've beaten in the past. I mean, you look at Padania, all playing in the Italian leagues, fantastic team. They only beat us 1-0 in the Europeans last year, and they went on to be eventual winners. We could have buried them out of sight in the first half. We missed so many chances. Now, that is against what I would say is probably the best team in Khenifra at the moment. Punjab were ranked number one in the world in the Khenifra stats. We went over to England and we beat them 2-1 on our day. Yeah. You do, anything can happen. Where we're going to struggle a little bit, most of the other leagues now are finished 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. Our lads, as we know, are still playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, in the Railway Cup final. So, you know, we've got a few anxious days' wait to see that nobody gets injured and who'll actually be on the flight next week.
Dean, you're one of two goalkeepers that have made the squad. Andy Perry from St George's is in there as well. Obviously, every week at Russian, I assume you play week in, week out. Yeah. He's playing week in, week out. Is he a rival or a teammate? How is your mindset with that one?
He'd be my teammate, but you also want to push for that number one spot. And again, that's down to Chris Bass at the end of the day and Paul O'Brien. You know, Paul O'Brien will also feed into them and say what he thinks. When it comes to warm up, for example, I'll just do my best as I can, you know, to get that starting spot. And if I don't get it, I don't get it. All I can do is help the team from the sidelines. You know, if, you know, mistakes are there, you know, you just want to keep the head up and, you know, just keep the focus there for them. You know, that's what Paul does to me from the sideline. For example, the Punjab game, he was there constantly on the sideline chatting to me to keep my head in the game, keep focused. Don't, if you lose that bit of concentration, it can make a mistake. He's overall, Perry, very, very good goalkeeper, and he'll bring a lot of experience as well to me. You know, and he's won a lot of trophies as well at St George's, so it'll be good to have him around and seeing his view and see what he looks at and how he does things compared to what I would do things. So it'll be really nice to see that, because for the last two games I played, it was just being me that went away as a keeper, so I didn't really have another input from another keeper's perspective. So I have been in touch with Perry as well, just general chatting away, and he's also given me a couple of thank yous as well for playing in the recent games, and said, just ask me how's it go and stuff like that. So it's nice to have that there as well, So to me, it's not a rival. He's a teammate.
Cool.
I just you're competing against each other for that number one spot, but at the same time, you're teammates at the end of the day. You're just one unit, and if he gets number one spot, then I'll be pleased for him. At the same time, as Malcolm mentioned previously, that you have to be frustrated.
Yeah, that's it.
You have to be frustrated, yeah. And of course, I'm always, even for rushing. If I make the littlest of errors or make a massive error, I'll be the number one person to say something to myself. Like I won't need anyone else's input, but you need that input to improve on. You know, even if it's, let's say I conceded a goal, that was my fault. Then it can lose your focus, but you need to stay concentrated. And I'll be the number one person to criticize myself big time. You know, it's happened a couple of occasions, but you just got to learn from your mistakes and just move on from it.
Is there an idea of who the first 11 are, or is it genuine? Everybody genuinely is a blank piece of paper, and everyone's got a good shout.
Yeah, I think, you know, Chris, number one, will not let you know who is the starting 11. Okay. I will get given that is starting 11 probably 45 minutes before kickoff. I'm sworn to secrecy with it. Not allowed to release it to anybody, etc., etc. But I obviously have to do the formal stuff, which is pass it all on to Kenifa, to the referees, etc., etc. And then Chris basically he does the same every time. He brings everybody into the changing room, and he will tell them all there and then who was in the starting 11. He will. If you ask him now, he won't have even made his mind up. There may be one or two players that are sort of ticked a box, but one, he'll be waiting to see how the match goes tomorrow night against in the Railway Cup. It was so many sort of things. One thing, going back to what Dean's saying about goalkeepers, and I think you'll agree with me here, JP, they are a different breed. They are. Dean won't agree, but goalkeepers stand apart from other players, even when you're on tour. You know, the two goalkeepers are together. They have a different mentality. There is a code between goalkeepers. It's a code you don't see between other players. I think goalkeepers have the most amount of respect for anybody in the game of football. You see it usually when they're in the tunnel before they go out. The two goalkeepers always go to say hello to each other. They're always the first to go and see each other at the end of a game. And I think that happens also with your one or twos in your own squad. And you will find that Dean and Andy, I'll tell you now, they'll be inseparable.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking for Dean, look for Andy at the same time, because they'll end up being together.